Now, Dr. Watson, how about the story of the white cockroach?
Well, Mr. Bell, that adventure took place after Sherlock Holmes had given up his regular practice and retired to his bee farm on the Sussex Downs. I was staying with him there for a few weeks' holiday, and I remember coming down to breakfast one morning to find my old friend, his pipe clenched between his teeth, squatting on a stool, examining the contents of a large metal box at his feet. As he threw back the lid, I could see that the box was half full of papers. Papers tied up with red tape in separate packages. After sorting through them for a few moments, he turned to me and said,
"A box of secrets, my dear Watson. A box of deep, dark secrets."
"Are they the records of your early cases, Holmes?"
"Yes, my boy. These were all done before my biographer had come to glorify me."
"I've often wished that I had the notes on them."
"So that you might transmute my little adventures into those rather florid stories of yours?"
"My stories aren't florid. They're factual accounts of what happened."
"Don't be hurt, my dear fellow. It's much too early in the day." "Well, Watson, perhaps someday the world will hear of these cases. They're not all successes, but there are some pretty little problems among them."
"I'm sure there are."
"For example, here's the record of the Tarleton murders. And here's the case of Bambury, the wine merchant."
"What happened to him?"
"He died, Watson, under peculiarly horrible circumstances."
"Oh, really?"
"That case was one of my failures, I'm afraid." "Aha! This adventure was really a little recherché. It's a full account of Ricoletti of the Clubfoot and his abominable wife."
"Yes, yes, I vaguely remember her, dreadful woman."
"Ghosts from the past, Watson. Ghosts to remind me that my heyday's long past."
"Rubbish. I'm quite sure that if a case were to present itself at this moment, you'd be totally unable to resist it."
"You're wrong, old chap. Look at this note. Derived just before you came downstairs. Mr. Manderby, the local squire, apparently needs my help. And yet I assure you I'm not in the least tempted to give it to him."
May I see it?"
"Certainly. Yeah."
"So look. Dear Mr. Sherlock Holmes, I need your help desperately. Have the goodness to call on me as soon as convenience permits. Continued theft of chickens may appear to be a small matter." "Chickens, good gracious me. But I assure you that there are sinister forces at work.